Learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav Mem Beis. We're going to learn through the sugya which starts on Daf Ayin Vav Mem Aleph and finishes up here on Mem Beis. The sugya of is Psua Daka Kai in Ma'o Begeris Meshachreiris. It's the Psua Daka Bekdusha Sei Kai. Gemara in Ayin Vav Mem Aleph, they asked the Shaila from Rav Sheshes, is the Psua Daka Kai in the line of Mary Begeris and Meshachreiris? And what was the Shaila? Is he considered as Kedusha? A kohen normally is asked to marry a geiris, but maybe a psua daka doesn't have the kedusha to ask to marry a geiris. And if Sheisha says, I have him writes it, it says clearly that a psua daka can marry a nesina. Why would a psua daka be allowed to marry a nesina? He's not big to shesei kai. So originally Rava says, that's not an answer. Because anyway, the issa nesina has nothing to do with kedusha. Even if you don't have kedusha, there's an issa to marry a nesina because because maybe I'll have a child that will do Avodah Zarah. But that's only when she's a guy. When she's a Geiris, it's a Issa Chachamim, and the Chachamim went Geizer on him Psua Daka because he can't have children, first the Gemara said, and then the Gemara said, because he's Pasul. But that's when she's a Geiris, and there's only Issa Darabanan. But then the Gemara says, Hada Amar Avalav Mulsihi, it's not true. But since it says, like, Sishatan Bam, when the Geim, it's not Shayach Hasnas. Only when then they become a geir, it's shayach hasnas. So Rashi says, so it must be that the pasuk is talking about geir, and it must be it is telling kedusha. Because why else would a psua daka be mutter nesinus and issa deraisa? Elamite is telling kedusha, and since you see the psua daka is mutter with a nesina, his arayin lambet you should say kai. And the Gemara goes on, but that seems to be the maskana. So the maskana of the sugi is a psua daka is not but you should say kai. A psua daka kayin is mutter in all isuri kuhuna, and a psua daka is also mutter in all psulei kal, not just nesina, and not just geiris. Chayitz one din. So a psua daka is mutter in a mamzeris and a nesina, and a kayin is mutter in a grusha, and a halal, and a zayna v'chuli. And this is the das of the Rashba here, the Chusha Rashba, Chusha Ritva, and the Sagas Araivan and the Rambam. It's also mashma the Rosh held that way, because the Rosh just brings the shail of the Gemara, and the pshitas of Rav Sheshes. He doesn't bring anything after that. He doesn't bring Rav's taina, and then Rav's rejoined to nothing. He just brings the shaila of Gemara and the pshitas of Rav Sheshes. Sounds like he held that way. It's not because you say kai. It's mutter ben nesina, even though it's an issa deraisa. So within the chayr, all isurei kal and all isurei kuna. And the Torah passes that way, even as a simen hay. So we have kama rishayim, the Rashba, the Dva, the Raiva, the Rosh, and the Torah. Now it's an interesting machlokes of Peskim according to the shita. A psua daka kain, the gay lachal amaisa lachayim. If you have a psua daka kain, he's also bekal, let him marry a geiris, is he allowed to be metame to mason? Also, could he duchen? Could he get the first aliyah? Could he kache kachim? So the chalkas mechaikik, even as a simonesif cut now, if holds, he's bechal not a kain. There's one thing he definitely could do, is eat chumah. It's a first mishnah, the first mishnah here in the Oral, right? And Avad L'Chayr Kachim Kalim as well. But Kachik Kachim, he holds he's not allowed to eat. And who then he can metame l'mesim? And who then he can't be nice a kap of? Now why should that be Cholak? If he doesn't have any Kedushas Kuna, why could he eat Chuma and Kachim Kalim? So the Cholakas M'chaikik says, Chuma is different because even Avadim eat Chuma, which is a little bit schwer. He's not an Eved. When you have a Kayin, as Avadim could eat Chuma. But if he's saying he's not a Kayin, why could he eat Chuma? He's not an Eved of a Kayin. So I guess what he means is like this. He loses all Kedushas Kahuna. So anything that you need Kedushas Kahuna, including any Surah Kahuna, or any Mile of Kahuna, he's not going to have. But Chuma, the Maisa, you don't need Kedushas Kahuna to eat, and who would then catch him Kalim? Because Avadim could eat it. Elamai is saying if he's not a Kayin, he is a Kayin. He's not a Chol. He's Irish Alarin. He's a din's Irish line. He's a kain. He's a kain without any kedushas kuna. He's not worse than an eved who's not a kain bechlal, but could eat chuma even without any kedushas kuna. That's what the Chalakas Mechaikik says. The Mishkas Yankov also names on that way. It's Evan Ezra Simon Gimel. The Chalakas Mechaikik asks the kasha. One of the mumim that it says in the Torah is called Marayach Ashech. Marayach Ashech means like a psua daka, that his reproductive organs are damaged. And it says in the pasuk mafurish shikidi kachy kachy lechem alakam mikachy kadosh mikachy meichal achal perikus levim is meichal ego kimumbai. As I state in the pasuk, so you see kloikidi kachy kachy. So what's the pshat? Nechalkes b'chayke g'mayin shver. It's interesting. So the Mishkas Yankiv says, that's okay. That could be tumat the mum happen midei shemayim. So he doesn't have a din of a psuadaki. It's mutu b'kol. So he has all the kedushas kuna. And Mishkas Yankiv goes and brings a raya from there that a psuadak al yedei chayli is called midei shemayim. Because we had a machalikis rishayim. There are some rishayim who hold the rush that a psuadak al yedei chayli is not called a psuadak midei shemayim. Like we said, the Taisus Rid, the Riaz, they hold, Hashal is what Rashi held, but there are some, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down the day, it sounds like he's neiter to it. But like we said, Kama Achrein and Paskin Lamais, it is called the Psuadak Deshmaim, like the Shita Sarambam, they say Rashi's also Mavur that way, and Kama Rishainim are Mavur that way. So Mishka Sankin wanted to make up with that, and he brought a Raya, because you see, a Miraya Chashach, Kanit, Kachim, Kri Kachi Kachim, and the Gemara Paskins that a Psuadak is not Biktusha Seikai, Kumdaisi has no Kdusha Skuna, Kri Kachi Kachim. And he says, Moroich Ashach is Mavur, that it happened afterwards. The Lashon is mashed away, the Targum is mashed away, that the Moroich Ashach occurred afterwards. He wasn't born that way. Elamai, it happened now in the Chayli, and it's a Raya to the Rishaynim, and the Chayli is called B'nei Shemaim, as I state in the Mishkas Yankov, Akoponim. The Mishkas Yankov agrees with the Chalkas Mechaikik that he has no Kedushas Kuna and he can marry Yisuri Kuna. Well, that's clear, but I mean, he could be Metamil Lemesim and he can't do Kachikachim and he can't do Duchening. But the Beis Meir says he doesn't think so. He says, Eina Bekdushas is only Lagabi Kedushas Ziva, Lagabi marriage. And since he's Nesser Bekal, so he has no marriage limitations. But in things other than marriage, he's a regular Kayin. And he says, Vaharaya. Because even a Psuadaka Yisrael is not Bekdusha Seikai, right? Because he's Mutter B'Mamzeris, he's Mutter in Psuleikal. What are you going to say? He doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, he's a guy. Avadanat. Elamai, maybe you'll say he's a Ger. He has Kedushas Ger. But that's not true. He says, according to Behuda, that holds Kal Gerin, Kal, still a Psuadaka is La Bekdusha Seikai, and he's Mutter B'Mamzeris. So you see that La Bekdusha Seikai doesn't affect. He's Kedusha's Ger would be Aser. Elamai doesn't have even Kedusha's Ger, but then he should be Mutter. He shouldn't be Mechayiv Mitzvahs. Elamai should say Kai is only a din in Kedusha's Zivug. I mean, in the Chazanish is Maskim and Gansen to the Beis Meir. Halakoponim, this is the day of Kam Rishainim, the Rajbud, as well, the Raivan, and the Rosh. That the Maskanis HaGemara is. That Nesina is an Issa deraisa begerusan, and therefore Rav Sheshis's diuk, his raya from the fact that the psuadak is mutam Nesina is a raya gemura, the lab the shesekai, and that's what we paskin. So he's a kain is mutam begerus and all psulei kuna, and the Yisrael is mutter b'mamzeris and all psulei kal, and there was a shayl nachreinim, if a kain is even mutal tami b'mesim, or is he? Also, aser to yikachi kachim ulisa kapov. Now, the Rambam lemaisa paskin is not like the maskana de gemara here, and hopefully we'll get to this in afayin tes. And the Rambam says in ilchus suri bia perik yubeis loch yubeis gerishin is gai mishiv amen einam asurim lava bekam in a tari vishua gazolayim shusurim lava bekal. And that's what the Rambam holds. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the dechia of Rava, that you can't bring a raya from the fact that if suadak is mutta bin asina, that he's also mutter ben memzeres, and he's also lab de shesekai, because in the scene is an issed rabbanan, and could be just wearing geyser by psuadaka. The chayre remains. So there are kamri shaynim, the balamar, and also the taisus rid, and the riaz, and the shilta gibarim, that hold like this. They happen to hold like the Rambam, that a nesina that's nisgayer is not an issed deraisa, it's an issed rabbanan. Laisus katanbam is only big yusan. And the nail of the hole of the Gemara was never Peshit the Shaila. So it's an Ibaya Delay Ifshita. It's a Shaila which does not have Ipshitas. So what's it in? Safi the Maisa Lechumra. So nail of the Paskan Alacha Lemaisa, a Psuadaka Kayin is Asr Begiris, and the Psuadaka Yisrael be Asr Bimamzeris. He's Mutta Benesina, because that's a Mefurish Ibraisa, but that's because it's the Rabban. But any Issa the Raisa of marriage would apply to the Psuadaka as well. And it'll only be Mutta Negiris. That's the Maskanas HaSugya, according to the Balamar, the Tais is written in the Riaz. And the Meis Yosef in Simenei says that the Rif seems to hold this way, because the Rif leaves out the Sugya entirely. The Rif does not bring the Gemara Shaila whatsoever. So Taina de Meisef, the Rif means to say that we paskin that a Psua Daka has all the restrictions of everyone else. Victor should say Kai. Still a little bit sure why I left it out, but that's what the Meisef holds. So that's the second Shita. First Shita is we paskin Lavdi should say Kai, and he's mutter in any type of Isser marriage. And then there's the next Shita that we paskin, it's a Safik, and it's also in any type of Isser marriage except the Nesina. But the Rambam himself doesn't hold that way. The Rambam, in Perek Tezayin, Hilchos Yisurei B'Halacha Aleph and Beis, he says, "Psua Daka Kain is Mutter B'Geiris U'Meshuchreiris." Because he's Eina B'Kdushasa, he says. And also he's Mutter B'Nesina, and he's also Mutter in any of the Sveikais, which we'll get to. But, "Psua Daka Shafcha is still Asa B'Mamzeris V'Daz, Shari Yisurei Minatayr." That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Now there are two kashas on the Rambam. First of all, since the Rambam Taka holds that a Nesina, a Geiris, is only Darabanan, so we should hold the Rav as the Chia of the Pshitas. How do we know to replace it to Shaila? And the second Shaila is, why does the Rambam say that a Kayin is Mutta B'Geiris, but nevertheless, a Psua Daka is Asa B'Mamzeris? They're both the Raisa. Why would Geiris be Mutter and Mamzeris be Asa? So the Magen Mishnah says, and the Kayin is Maskim to the Shtikl, and the Ram, about the first Kasha, since if Sheshis was Peshit the Shaila, and Rava was Deichet the Pshitas, but Rav himself said, Lam will see the Amri. So come days, the Gemara Lamaisa was Peshit to be Matter. Aye, we know from another Sugya that Rava's initial Tchia was correct, but the Gemara doesn't bring it in this Sugya. The Gemara come days is telling us that the Psak of our Sugya is that Lam Bikdushasekai and a Psuadakakai is Mutta Bigiris. So why do you say that there's Asabim Mamzeris? What's the chiluk? So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds he can't bring a raya. Geiris is not a lava shava b'kail, and also it's not mefurish b'kra. Geiris luna from a pasuk in Yecheskel, ki in besulis beis Yisrael, so it's not mefurish in the pasuk. That's why it's mutter. Mashen kein mamzer, the Gemara never said it's mutter, and he can't learn out mamzer from Geiris. Mamzer is mefurish b'kra, it's yisurish shava b'kail. So mainly, you don't know that a mamzer is nichlal. That's what the Rambam holds. The Gaon brings us all down, and the Gaon's meisa fechayra, and could be that's why the Rambam l'shitasei has to hold this way, because the Braisa says psua daka is mutter b'nesina. Why did it say nesina? Why not mamzeris? So bishleim like the rishayim, nesina is an issa deraisa. So you say, picked one. Nesina is just as bad as mamzeris. But according to the Rambam, nesina is an issa derabanan. L'chayra, how could the Gemara just say that it's Mutta bin Nesina, which is the Rabbanan, if it's even Mutta bin Mamzeris? Elamai, it's also bin Mamzeris. So it's a little bit shver. So had the Gemara know to Medayik from there that a Psua Daka Kayin is Mutta bin Geiris, but that the Gemara seemed to them on, like we're saying, because the Gemara never said not the way. If Sheshus was Peshit to Shaila, Rav himself was Chaylik on his Pshit. It's a good. But halacha l'maisa that we hold Nesina is the Rabbanan, so we can't see from the Gemara that Mamzeris is Aser. That's the Chayyid of Shan in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah brings down that the Yishalmi brings the Machlekes, the Psua Daka Mutta Mamzeris and that. The Yishalmi clearly has such a Machlekes. And he says, since the Rambam saw a Machlekes in the Yishalmi, so he passed in the Chumra B'Issa Torah. But the Gaon says that can't be. Like the Yishalmi also asked, the Raj Medvar both bring down this Yishalmi. The Yishalmi is mefurish that the one who's asers mamzeris is also asering geiris, and the one that's matering geiris is also being matering mamzeris. So the Yishalmi l'charish tei nishvi the Rambam. But the Rambam to say that geiris is mutter and mamzeris is aser can't be is coming from the Yishalmi, and that's the Rishayim's kasha. Unless he had a different geiris than the Yishalmi, but that's the Rishayim's kasha. Now vazak the guy in the Rambam's coming from the Bavli. The Bavli seems to be coming out lemaskana that Psua Daka Kayin is Mutter B'Geiris, but the Bavli never says it's Mutter B'Mamzeris. The Bavli only says it's Mutter B'Nesina. So the Bavli's Mutterik, it's also B'Mamzeris, and that's the Yisayit of the Rambam. So the Shaila is, according to the Magen Mishnah and the Gaon, is the Psua Daka Kayin Mutter in a Chalala or a Grusha or a Zaina? Or is only Mutter B'Geiris? The Chaira, it's totally in the two reasons that the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says I have two reasons why Geiris is different than Mamzeris. First of all, it's Eina Shava B'Kail. Mamzeris is Shava B'Kail, so it's more Chamer. And second of all, it's ain't a mefurish b'kra. The live is not mefurish b'kra. So if you take on the reason of ain't a shava b'kal, so all isur kun ain't a shava b'kal. So if the pshu dak is mutter b'giyaris, so it's who then? He's mutter in a grusha and a chalala. Masha'en kain, if you take the other one of lavi mefurish b'kra, so then it's daf g'giyaris. So the Chalkas Mechaikik says clearly that the he's mutter in Upsule Kunam, and the Meshmul says it's Dafka Gyaris. But this is all the Shitas Rambam. The Shitas the other Rishainim, which is also brought in Shulchan Aruch, that he's even mutter Manzeris, Avad he'd be mutter in a Grusha. Come at Veinagei Halacha Lameisa, if you have someone who we determine is a genuine Batsuwa Daka, which is not common, so that's clear he can marry a Gyaris, and that's clear, according to everyone, I mean, except for the Baal Amar, and perhaps the Rif, but it seems we don't pass in that way. Then even a Kayan can marry a Gyaris. But could he marry a Grusha and a Chalala? That's a good Shaila. Definitely according to the Rajba and the Ridva and the Ravid and the Rosh, he could. But according to the Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch brings, that's a Machalikis HaPaiske. He definitely cannot marry Mamzeris according to the Rambam. And a Shaila, if he could marry a Gyaris, and the Shaila is if he can marry a Kayan, can marry a Grusha and a Chalala. Now there's another Gishmaka Inyan here, the Achreinim's Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says that a Psu Adaka could marry a Nesina or any of the Sveikais. In other words, normally one is not allowed to marry a Safek Mamzer. And then is that a Mamzer is an Issa Deraisa, a Safek Mamzer is an Issa Derabbanan. Really we say, Leavi Mamzer, Mamzer Vande Vele Mamzer Safek, but a Safek Mamzer, like a Shtuki or an Asufi, is an Issa Derabbanan. So the Rambam says if Suadaka doesn't have this Issa Derabbanan, he is allowed to marry a Safek Mamzer, just like he's allowed to marry a Nesina. Because since if Suadaka is also love the Kol, Legazbael Nesina, Velay Alas Vekais. So that's a Chiddush. The Gemara says that a Suadaka is mutter with an Issa Derabbanan and a Nesina. And the Rambam extends that to an Issa Derabbanan of a Safek Mamzer. Makes sense. If they mat him to marry a Nesina, so. Who would then they mat him to marry an Issa Derabbanan and a Safek Mamzer? But the Meshmul asks the following question. Happy question. There should be two different problems when a Psuadaka marries a Safek Mamzer. First of all, he's marrying a Safek Mamzer. He's doing a Safek of the Issa of Mamzer. So now we say, a Psuadaka, he's live with Yishasekai, and he's also with a Mamzer Vadai, but he is mutter with a Safek Mamzer. Since he's also loved by Kol Gazer al Nesin v'lay al Asvekas, but the question is, why should the Safek Mamzer be mutter to marry a Psuadaka? A Safek Mamzer is also not allowed to marry a Mamzer, and that's also Nisa Darabanan because a Mamzer is not allowed to come b'kal. Also, we say midrash we say kal vaday v'lay kal Safek. So a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Safek Mamzer. A Yisrael Vadeh is allowed to marry a Safek Mamzer because Midaraisa, because Mamzer Vadeh v'lo Mamzer Safek. And a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Safek Mamzer because we say Kahal Vadeh v'lo Kal Safek. So since a Safek Mamzer is a Kal Safek, it's allowed to marry a Mamzer. But Midarabanan, both Aser. It's Aser for Kol Vadeh to marry a Safek Mamzer Midarabanan. And that we say, the Psuadaka doesn't have that Iser. But it's also usur for a Safek Mamzer to marry a Mamzer Vadai. So why shouldn't the Safek Mamzer also be usur to marry a Psuadaka? That's the Beis Shmuel's Kasha. So the Beis Meir says, perhaps they weren't geyser and isur on a Safek Mamzer, on a Safek Kal, that would be, to marry a Psuadaka, because he can't have children. The Gemara says, just Shesvara, that there weren't always geyser when he's in the Achal Ha'ilet. And maybe the Wasser brings this teretz from the Shayel, the Chachamecha, that the Shayel there. But Nebuda, and the Shmaitzah also says, the Rambam doesn't say that's the reason. The Rambam doesn't say that the reason why a Suadaka can marry a Safek is because he can't have children. The Rambam says the reason why a Suadaka can marry a Safek is because since he's also loving Bekal, like Azra Alasekais. So now we have Akasha. Even though he can marry a Safek, but how could she, the Safek, marry a Vadei Psuadaka? But there, I saw in the Sefer Zerzov and the Shev Shmaitzah, the Chayrichter Gataina, not sure if Chat in the Neid Vid and the Shev Shmaitzah is, but to support the Beis Meir. They're two separate issues. There's an issue. How is he allowed to go be over the Issa the Rabban of marrying a Safek Mamzer? That the answer isn't because he can't have children, because a Swiss Chama can't marry a Safek Mamzer. Just because someone can't have children, that's not going to be matter him to marry a Safek Mamzer. The reason why he could marry a Safek Mamzer is because he's also a Bakal. But the reason why she could marry, she the Safek can marry a Psu Adaka, they were gazing on Safek Kals, you can't marry a Psul, but a Psul which can have children, it's not the same as a Mamzer, it's Grana can't have children, a Mamzer happens to be a Swiss Chama. But the whole Psul is a Psul that can't have children, maybe there were gazing on such a Psul. Baal Kapanim, possibly, but this is one kasha. The Beis Shmuel's kasha is, how could the Rambam say that a Psul Adaka can marry a Safek Mamzer? Eina chinami, mitzad the Isra of Mamzerus, since it's a Safek, so male it's the Rabbanon, they weren't Gezer on a Psu Adaka because he's also Bakal. But mitzad the Isra of Psu Adaka, why weren't they Gezer on her? She's a Safek Kal, Safek Mamzerus, she's now in a marry a Mamzer, she's now in a marry a Maini, why would she be on a marry a Psu Adaka? So that's the first kasha. But the Yehuda that we mentioned, it's in Evan Ezra Kama Simon Vav, he says it's really a much stronger kasha. You're asking a kasha, he should have an Issa, there should be an Issa Derabbanan on the Safek Mamzeris to get married to the Psu Adaka. But the kasha is worse, it's not an Issa Derabbanan, there's a Vada Issa Deraisa here. He says, Lama Machana Cheshmer. A Safek Mamzer can be one of two things. Either she's a Mamzer or she's a Bas Yisrael, right? She's either a Mamzer or not a Mamzer. If she were to be a Mamzer, then what's going on here is an Issa Deraisa. Psu Adaka, according to the Rambam, has an Issa Deraisa to marry a Mamzer. That's the Rambam's tzak. So on the tzad that she's a Mamzer, this is the Raisa. On the tzad that she's a Bas Yisrael, there's also this is the Raisa going on there. If she's not a Mamzeris, I mean she's a regular Yisraelis, so there's an Issa the Raisa for Yisraelis to marry Psu Adaka. So this Bia between the Psu Adaka and the Safek Mamzeris is a Vada Issa the Raisa. We're not sure which Issa the Raisa it is. Now we have a Safek. On the tzad, she's a mamzeres, the iser deraisa is layev mamzer b'kal Hashem, and the psu adaka is also muzur in that iser mi deraisa. L'shit deseramba. On the tzad that she's not a mamzeres, the iser deraisa is layev psu adaka b'kal Hashem. She's not a mamzeres, so she's mitzvah psu adaka. But either way, there's an iser deraisa vaday on this bia. So he says he's aware there's a shit des marit. The marit says that when the Torah said layevay mamzer vaday v'lay mamzer safik. And Kal Vada, Vlay Kal Safik, that the Torah was mattering it, but Torah's Vada. And you don't say Miman of Shech. In other words, let's say you have a Safik Mamzer Midaraisa, he can marry both a Mamzeris and a Bas Yisrael. Even though one of them is Asr. But that's the Heter Akra. The Torah says when it's a Safik, it's Mutter. The times that I do Huda, but that's all because it happens at two different times. So when he's being Baal, he has two wives. Whenever he's being boiled, the wife that's a mamzeris, it's a Safek, because he might be a mamzer too. Whenever he's being boiled, the wife is a Bas Yisrael, it's a Safek, because he might not be a mamzer. So every time it's a Safek, it's mutter. But here, there's a Vada Issa. We just don't know which Issa it is. But there is a Vada Issa. How could you say it's mutter? As I fake the Neid Behuda. Then he also has another Kasha, that the Yerushalmi says, that a Psu Adaka is mutter with a Mamzer, puts Psu Adaka in the list of the Yufsin that are Mutarim Zeh B'Zeh. That a Mamzer, and a Nasin, and a Psu Adaka, they're all mutter Zeh B'Zeh. But on that list, it says, only a Vadeh and a Vadeh is Asr. A Safek and a Vadeh, or a Safek and a Safek is mutter. Only a Vadeh and a Vadeh is mutter. But a Safek and a Vadai, or a Safek and a Safek is Asr. So you see clearly that a Psu Adaka is also with a Safek Mamzer. That's another Kasha he asks. From the Yishalmi, that puts Psu Adaka in the list of Psulim, which are Matarim Zeh B'Zeh, and still it says, it's only Vadom B'Vadom, Vadom Misveken, and Sveken Misveken is Asr. So you see a Psu Adaka is also with a Safek Mamzer. So now you do this marach about this kasha, but the basic teretz he says is like this. He says the Rambam's only discussing the Issa Mamzer. That's what the Rambam's discussing. Does a psua daka have an isser of Safik Mamzer? Every yid is an isser derabanan of Safik Mamzer, psua daka does not. Why? Because he's not salav abakam. So he has no isser of Safik Mamzer. But does the Safik Mamzer have an isser of psua daka? The Rambam is not discussing that. There's no reason why the Safik Mamzer shouldn't have an isser of psua daka. Just like a Safik Mamzer has an isser with a Mamzer, who within a Safik Mamzer has an isser with the psua daka? And the Rambam never said that. So why the Rambam say a psua daka can marry a Safik? He means in a case where the Safik has no issa to marry him. And what's that case? A Gieris. You can have a Gieris that's a Safik Mamzer. Like, what's the case? If someone's both parents are Gerim, so she has a din of Kal Gerim, and she's mutter to marry a Mamzer, and a psua daka. So the case is like this. You have a Gieris that was married and got a Safik Gerishin from her husband. And she married a Ger. And she had a daughter. Now this daughter is definitely a Geiris. Both the daughter's parents are Geirim. This daughter is a Safik Mamzer. If the Get was a good Get, this daughter is not a Mamzer. If the Get was not a good Get, then the daughter is a Mamzer. So this daughter is a Safik Mamzer. And Zakt, the Rambam, a Psua Daka can marry her. Because he's allowed to marry a Safik Mamzer. Aye, how is she allowed to marry a Psua Daka? She's a Geiris. The Rambam didn't mention it because the Rambam's not discussing that. The Rambam's discussing if a psua daka can marry a Safik Mamzer, so the Rambam he could. Now a Safik Mamzer, of course, can't marry a psua daka. So what's the case where a psua daka can marry a Safik Mamzer? It's anyway you can be asked because a Safik Mamzer can't marry the psua daka. She's a Geiris. That's how you say it. So the male that answers the the Beis Shmuel's kasha, if she's a Geiris, so she has no issue to marry a psua daka, and that answers the Yerushalmi. That avad of adon b'sveik on her osir when she's not a geiris. So he doesn't have an isser to marry a Safik Mamzer. She has an isser to marry, since she's a Safik, to marry a Psua Daka. But it's negeya that the Psua Daka doesn't have an isser to marry a Safik Mamzer, even though he has an isser to marry a Vada Mamzeris. It's negeya when she's a geiris, and she'll have anyway one of an isser to marry a Psua Daka. That's the degree of the steretz. But the Shmaitzer doesn't like this teretz. He says it's rachik. Says that's a nine in such a case. So Shmaitzer says a gemaldiger teretz. And he's going to answer the Yishalmi as well. He says the answer of the Neid Behudis Kasha, that it's a Vaday Isser, that's easy to answer, he says. The Merit. But the Neid Behudis said that the Merit is only saying it when it's a Suffolk. He says, you're misunderstanding the Merit. The Merit is saying that a Suffolk Mamzer is a different bria. It's a different type of a person. It's mutter b'teiris vaday. It's not the pshat when a mamzer marries a Safik mamzer, you're nemming on the tzad that she's not a mamzer. No. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to marry both the mamzer and the bas yisrael. The pshat is, a Safik mamzer is not a mamzer. A mamzer is missing yichus. A Safik mamzer is not as bad as a mamzer. A Safik mamzer is a different bria. And the male, it's mutter to marry a Safik Mamzer. Also, a Safik Mamzer is not Kal. Right? Kal Vandei, Voli Kal Safik. It's not Kal Hashem. A Safik Mamzer doesn't have the restrictions of marrying a Mamzer, but Teres Vandei. Not because we're going to them understand that they're really a Mamzer and that's why they can marry a Mamzer. No. A Safik Mamzer, they're not called Kal Hashem. They're not called Mamzer, it's a Safik Mamzer. They're not called Kal Hashem, it's a Safik Kal Hashem. They're mutter to Teres Vandei. So when a psua daka marries a Safik Mamzer, so you're saying, Nimanav Shekhatzasa? No, it's mutter. Midaraisa, is there an issue of Layavi Mamzer? She's not a Mamzer, she's a Safik Mamzer. Is there an issue of Layavi psua daka b'kal Hashem? No, she's not Kal Hashem, she's a Safik Kal Hashem. It's mutter, period. So about the kash, it's about the issue of the Raisa, the teretz is the marit, and the teretz is the marit is even when it's b'vasachas. Safik Mamzer has no Issa Mamzer, period. No matter what, whether she's a Mamzer or not. The fact that she's a Safik, she's not a Mamzer. Safik Kal has no Issa Psua Daka, whether she's Kal or not. She's Safik Kal, she has no Issa Psua Daka. That's the Teretz in Edmund's Kasha. But now we still have the Meir Shmuel's Kasha. Eina Chinami, they weren't Gezer on the Psua Daka to marry a Safik Mamzer because he's Aslav Bakal. But why weren't they Gezer on the Safik Mamzeris to marry a Psua Daka? She means the Rabbanah, just like a Safik Mamzeris can't marry a Mamzer, why is she allowed to marry a Psua Daka? So there, the Shev Shmaitzer says, Alam the Shetaritz. He says, what is the Isser of a Safik Mamzer marrying a Mamzer, or even a Kasher marrying a Safik Mamzer. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Mala Asa B'Yuchsin. There's an issue of Yichus. Even though Midar Aisa, like we said, the issue is only when you have a Mamzer, which is a very bad Yichus, with Kal, which is completely Miyuchus. But a Safik is in between. So a Safik is not enough of Kal to have an issue with the Mamzer, but it's not enough of a Mamzer to have an issue with Kal. But Midar Rabbanan, no, they said both are a problem. There's a status of Kal, and there's a status of Safik Mamzer. We don't want those two to get together, that's a Chsar and Yichus. There's a status of Safik Mamzer, and there's a status of Adi Mamzer, and we also think that's a Chsar and Yichus. So we don't want those two to get together either. But when you have a psua daka is not a chsar nichus. A psua daka is perfectly miyuchus. He has a problem. He has a mum which prevents him from marrying kal. So mameila, there's nothing wrong when a safik kahal marries a psua daka, they're not violating a yichus issue. The yichus is good. So you can ask pung faket then. So why would a psua daka be allowed to marry a safik mamzeris? Aye, his yichus is good. Why don't we say mal osu biyuchsin? So the Rambam answered the question. The Rambam says, "Kevin she'asa lovei b'kal, le'gazer al mesinim v'lo yal asveikas." He's great. He's perfectly miyuchas. He is a reason to be geyser. But the Torah passed him for marrying kal. So we don't care so much if he violates a yichas issue. But there's no problem of Safik Mamzer marrying him, because he's miyuchas. That's not even a yichas issue to begin with. But he is miyuchas. Him marrying a Safik is a yichas issue. But he's also Bekal, so Legazu, Alan Asin of Valeya Las Vegas, we're not worried about his Yichus. And that's the answer to the Beit Shmuel's Kasha. Zok Tishav Shmaitza, and now we have an answer for the Yerushalmi as well. The Yerushalmi was going with the Shita that a Psuadaka is Mutta with Mamzeris. So if a Psuadaka is Mutta with a Mamzer, there the Yerushalmi held that he's not considered a Miyuchus. Once he's not considered miyuchas because he's mutter to marry a mamzer, mutter midraisa and midrabanan to marry a mamzer, so then he's not considered a miyuchas. If he's not a miyuchas, so a safik mamzer can't get married to him. So safik kal, he can't marry psuadaka. He's considered a non-miyuchas. But the Rambam shita is that he's also midraisa to marry a mamzer. So even though he's not that you should say kai legabe kuna legabe gieris, but legabe mamzeris is because you say kai, that means he's miyuchas. If he is miyuchas, since the issue derives from to marry a mamzer, so he's gnug miyuchas, that there's no problem whatsoever for a safik mamzer to marry him. Adarabba. The question is, why is he allowed to marry a safik mamzer? And that the answer is, because since he's first possible to cow, so they didn't care. But the Yerushalmi that says that a safik can't marry him, the Yerushalmi is going on the side that he could marry a mamzer. So then he's not miyuchas, and a safik mamzer now will marry him. But the Rambam passing is like the Bavli, the way the Rambam understands the Bavli, that he's also a mamzer, so come this, he is miyuchas. If he is miyuchas, there's no problem with suffering mamzer marrying him. Why can he marry a suffering mamzer? Because since he's also a kal, even though he's miyuchas, we don't care about his yichas because he's also a kal. That's the Shev Shmaitzis Teretz.